Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Wednesday, September 2nd, 2015. Israeli troops injure two Palestinians in separate attacks in the West Bank. Meanwhile, a settler injures a Palestinian shepherd. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Wednesday night, Israeli soldiers shot and injured a Palestinian teenager in the city of Bethlehem, southern West Bank. According to local sources, Israeli troops shot and injured Anan Melesh, 15, at the entrance of Aida refugee camp near the Israeli wall separating Bethlehem from Jerusalem. Troops stormed the camp and kidnapped Melesh after injuring him, a local media reported. Israeli troops claimed that the boy threw a cocktail Molotov bomb at them, a claim that was refused by local residents. Earlier on Wednesday, Israeli soldiers attacked and injured an elderly Palestinian woman and kidnapped 8 shepherds and farmers in Salem village east of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Medical sources in Nablus said that Mahfouza Ishtiya, 75 years of age, attempted to defend her son as Israeli soldiers were trying to kidnap him, then they violently assaulted her. The woman suffered various cuts and bruises and was moved to a local hospital in Nablus. The soldiers also attacked and kidnapped 8 Palestinian shepherds in the area and took them to a number of detention and interrogation centers. In related news, a Palestinian shepherd was injured and 8 of his sheep were killed after being rammed with a speeding settler car east of Yatta in the southern West Bank city of Hebron. The shepherd, Isa Abu Arram, suffered various cuts and bruises. The settler fled the scene, local sources reported. On Wednesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers invaded various Palestinian communities in different parts of the occupied West Bank and kidnapped at least 7 Palestinians. Kidnappings were reported in the West Bank districts of Bethlehem, Hebron, Nablus, and Ramallah, Palestinian sources reported. Furthermore, a number of Israeli fanatics sabotaged the main power transformer providing Kfar Kaddoum village east of Qalqilya with electricity, causing a power blockade for several hours. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, September 2nd, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bandura.